Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and part one of our study in James chapter 1 verses 13 through 16 about the temptation to sin. You can send any questions, comments, or prayer requests you might have to BBFOhio@protonmail.com, or you can mail those along with any check or money order contributions to support the work made out to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. That's BBFOhio@protonmail.com and P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. And you can also donate or contact us on our website, BBFOhio.com. To donate, use the PayPal donation button. And to contact us, you simply press the Contact Us button. And now we begin with a current events update, followed by our study in James chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, titled Temptation to Sin. This is part 1 of 2. For our current events update, Project Veritas, you ever heard of that? They're real journalists. We don't have very many real journalists in this country anymore. Most of them are political hacks. But they continue to expose the Democrat propaganda machine called the news. Our so-called news media is totally an arm of the Democrat Party, which would be fine except for the Democrats stand for murdering babies, sodomite marriage, and ending the sovereignty of this nation and setting up the UN as or some world government over us. And by the way, the elite Republicans are just as bad. So we're not partisan here. I'm not a Republican operative. And I'll tell you just as quickly about the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. And you name the party, I can tell you what's wrong with them. There's corruption in all of them. And the thing that ought to be being done in pulpits in America is, instead of taking sides with one political party, you ought to just be telling the truth about all of them. But that's not happening. But CNN's been exposed by Project Veritas. A CNN director admits the network engaged in propaganda to remove Trump from the presidency. And here's some... This was the headline of part one, the video put out by Project Veritas. CNN director admits network engaged in propaganda to remove Trump from presidency. Our focus was to get Trump out of office. I came to CNN because I wanted to be a part of that. Now, don't get confused. The reason why they wanted Trump out of office is because he was putting conservative judges on that were not for killing unborn babies. They were not for making up sodomite marriage laws. They were not for taking away your guns, and they weren't for the United Nations. That's why they wanted Trump out of office. But Charlie Chester is the fellow's name. He works for CNN as a technical director. And on video, and I'm not showing the video because they didn't have it up for people to show freely, so I'm taking these quotes. He says, quote, "Look what we did. We, being CNN, got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it, and I 100% believe that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have got voted out. I came to CNN because I wanted to be a part of that." Truth is, they cheated to get Trump out. Mail-in voting without proper ID. That's how they won the election. But there were enough people who did vote for Biden that they were able to cheat and get him in, because they tried to cheat for Hillary, too. You got to remember that. There just wasn't enough people to vote for him to pull it off. And listen, if a network said that they were purposely trying to get Trump elected, I would be telling you the same thing. Turn them off. Yeah. You tell me you're the news, you're supposed to give me the news.
Unbiased.
Now, if you have a news station with a talk show, I think Anderson Cooper, is one example. He's not a news anchor. He's a talk show host. He gives, fine. But when you've got an anchor and you're telling me you're giving me news and all I'm getting is propaganda, I don't care if you agree with me on every issue. Don't call yourself news. That's what's wrong. Charlie Chester, he goes on to say, Trump's hand was shaking or whatever, I think. We brought in so many medical people to tell a story that was all speculation, that he was neurologically damaged and he was losing it. He's unfit to, you know, whatever. We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. That's what I think. That's propaganda.
Yep.
End quote.
Yep.
He also said, quote, we would always show shots of him, Biden, jogging, and that he's healthy, you know, and him in aviator shades, like you paint him as a young geriatric. In other words, this guy is not healthy. He's mentally not all there. He can't even, you know, follow notes. They circled things on the page. He couldn't even follow it. And they sold him as healthy and everything. It's just, so now what's going to happen? Now, he says this, and I expect this, but it doesn't matter. Right now, it looks like they're trying to create another gun crisis. And again, if you go do the research, gun violence is not worse than it's ever been. It's just that they choose to create the crisis, panic everybody, scare you to death. Well, they're saying now they're going to reinvent the climate crisis. He says, quote, I think there's a COVID fatigue. So like whenever a new story comes up, the CNN's going to latch onto it. They've already announced in our office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate. Quote, it's going to be our CNN's focus. Like our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? That without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness. End quote. Now, I'm all for the environment. I believe God created the planet and gave it to us to be good stewards of. We should take care of it and all that. But a lot of what you're being told isn't taking care of the planet. I'm telling you, go out and watch the Michael Moore documentary. Now, the name of it's going to slip my mind if my crack team can look it up and see what Michael Moore's... No, the one he put out about the environmentalist movement showing that, for example, how many of you think solar is a good idea, right? See, I mean, yeah, if we can harness the sun's energy, but see, the problem is they're destroying the environment in order to get the materials to make the solar panels. And then they're setting up these huge solar farms, and you can see that one after another ends up being destroyed by the weather and things, and then they just leave it, and it destroys the whole environment of the area. And it's just one thing after another he shows in this documentary that you really ought to watch.
Planet of the Humans.
Planet of the Humans. Last I checked, it was available free of charge on the Internet. Michael Moore is the producer. I do not recommend Michael Moore, but I do recommend this one documentary. If Michael Moore wanted to be a force for good in this world, he could be. And in this one instance, he is. So.
They're calling it a dangerous movie.
Yeah, the environmentalists hate it because he's exposing what they're doing. You know, the founder of Greenpeace, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but look that up. The founder of Greenpeace and the founder of the Weather Channel, both those men are telling you the environmentalist movement is nothing but a front group for communists.
Yeah.
It's not about the environment. I would stand with anybody who stood for the environment, but these guys are using the environment in order to set up a communist globalist government. And the global tax would support that. Prepping the world for the propaganda machine of the beast and the false prophet. That's what this is all about. Right now you can see your friends and neighbors are ripe and ready for the Antichrist. In Revelation 13:12, it says, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now, if you look at that closely, you will see that the world is ripe and ready to follow the propaganda machine of the false prophet that will cause everybody to fall in lockstep worshiping a man as a god. Now, as he were walking on water, raising the dead, and fulfilling Old Testament prophecies the way Jesus did, worship Him. That's why we worship Jesus. But this Antichrist isn't going to do that. But everybody's Bible ignorant, and they're totally being propagandized by the fake news. So it's this thing they're calling now multilateralism. Multilateralism. And what they are opposed to is what's called unilateralism. Unilateralism means the United States of America does what's right for the United States of America. And if others want to join us, we'll join with them, but not necessary. We heard it under Trump called America First. Well, now our president is America Last. And he's multilateral, a multilateralist. Ending American sovereignty to build global government. They're more and more conditioning. More and more kids are coming out of the public schools and the colleges and universities crying for global government. I am a global citizen. You'll hear that all the time now. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations, a globalist, traitorous organization. They've been in business for many decades, working to undermine American sovereignty and to set up a world government. They have a magazine called Foreign Affairs. This was in their magazine. The title there you can see, What a Biden Win Would Mean for the Future of Multilateralism. This CFR official publication predicted this in October of last year, but right before the election. This is a man named Stuart M. Patrick. And it originally appeared in World Politics Review November 2nd. A Biden triumph would repudiate the America First platform on which Donald Trump won the White House in 2016. And the hyper-nationalist, unilateralist, and sovereigntist mindset that undergirds it. Now, these are all big words that mean this. A Biden triumph, which is what happened, would repudiate us. Those who love America and want our nation to survive and thrive. And what a Biden triumph has now done is put in an anti-nationalist, a multilateralist, and an anti-sovereigntist, a globalist. That's what Joe Biden is and his whole administration. He continues, quote, such a stunning shift in America's global orientation would have major implications for global cooperation on everything from what? You look at the people who are employed by CNN, you'll find a bunch of Council on Foreign Relations people. This is all a big... You're a conspiracy theorist. It's not a conspiracy. It's right out in the open for anybody who'll do the research. Cooperation on everything from climate change, health, and nuclear proliferation to trade and human rights, which includes the sodomite LGBT movement, and the end of parental rights. But the government tells you what to do with your kid. As well as for U.S. relations with its Western allies. So, trust your government to be your nanny? That's what everybody who's lining up to get this shot and lining up to do everything government tells them and lining up for government health care and lining up for the government to take over your life. You think the government is your nanny. Well, I got news for you. Whenever that happens, your nanny will kill you. CDC to hold emergency meeting over pause of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Everybody lined up for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We know personally several people who suffered severe side effects after getting that shot. They have now, they are putting that thing on hold all over the world mainly because of the blood clot issue. People are getting that shot and then they're coming later on down the road, they're having blood clots. Mark could inform you of the danger of those. A few of you here have had issues, Jill. Others have had issues with blood clots. This is what it said. The emergency meeting in Atlanta comes one day after the CDC and Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, we talked about them Sunday, the FDA has been buying murdered baby body parts with taxpayer money. That's all on Sunday's current events update. The FDA and CDC called for a pause in administering the vaccine nationwide over at least 6 cases of reported clotting issues. All the reported cases involved women who'd received the vaccine, one of whom died. That's hogwash. There's been many more people with the blood clots and many more women dying from these blood clots. But what they do is they act like they're not connected. These are cases where they just can't deny it. But it's happened all over the world. So they're admitting only as much as they have to. There's a lot more to it. So meanwhile, you might want to remember this. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, what's the other one?
Moderna.
Okay. Well,
AstraZeneca.
We already saw Johnson & Johnson, the issue's there. 2 out of 3. This was in 2009. I was sitting there thinking, I remember something about Pfizer. I could not remember it. It's an official website of the United States government, so you know I'm not making this up. The United States Department of Justice released this on September 2, 2009. Justice Department announces the largest health care fraud settlement in its history. Pfizer to pay $2.3 billion for fraudulent marketing. American pharmaceutical giant Pfizer Incorporated and its subsidiary Pharmacia and Upjohn Company Incorporated. I'll change that to Upchuck. Hereinafter, together, Pfizer, have agreed to pay $2.3 billion, the largest healthcare fraud settlement in the history of the Department of Justice, to resolve criminal and civil liability arising from the illegal promotion of certain pharmaceutical products, the Justice Department announced today. And I didn't want to spend time because we're already going over. But look that up and you'll see these people are crooks. They're liars and crooks. And they've lied about this vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's experimental gene therapy. They're lying to people when they say they know it's safe. It's impossible. It's scientifically, humanly impossible to know if it's safe because it hasn't been around long enough to even know the long-term effects. And they suspended all the normal tests that you normally would do on a vaccine before you would release it to be used. So this reminds me of what I've read Winston Churchill said in 1948. I wasn't alive at the time. But he gave a speech in the House of Commons and said, "Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it." End quote. Was that pretty good? And it's similar to one Santayana's 1905 quote that people quote on.
All right, James 1, we're going to pick up where we left off in our previous study with verse 13 through 16. We're going to talk about the temptation to sin. It's the title, temptation to sin. Jessica, you going to go sleep on me back there? You look awful cozy. You're cold, you women. She's got a jacket.
Well, let Mark open your Bible for you then if you're too cold to open your Bible. We're Bible believers. We want to study the Bible. Get your Bible out. Come on. Come on.
I'm ready.
I've always said I refuse to teach any people who won't open the Bible. I've gone to churches where people won't open a Bible. I'm like, I wouldn't even get up there and preach to them. You come to church to study this book. Amen? And show them your nice new Bible there, Steve.
It's
Yeah. So, over now to James chapter 1, we're going to read verses 13 through 16. And I promise to get you home in time for the 11 o'clock news. Let's read the even number. I'll start in verse 13. You join in on the even numbers. And if you don't know what those are, see me afterwards. Beginning verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. All of you say amen. So this is a very simple study, but it's a hard pill to swallow. I'll just tell you right now, you can throw out most of the psychology that you've been taught, psychobabble nonsense, that you were born with, you were born gay, throw it out. That your reason you sin is because your mom didn't breastfeed you, throw it out. I mean, all this stuff you've heard, I've heard this stuff my whole life. It's a bunch of baloney. And you're going to see from the Word of God how sin creeps into your life, and it doesn't have anything to do with that. Verse 13, again we read, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Temptation in the previous verses was a noun, and we're talking about temptation, and now it's now tempted, which is a verb. So we see a change in the words, but also their usage from a noun to a verb. God allows temptation in trials. We already talked about that in depth in the previous verses. God doesn't tempt you to sin, but God will allow your faith to be tried. Man is tempted to sin by his own desires. That's where it all comes from. Again, verse 13, silent cell phones, please. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. There are people who don't mean to say that, but they do. And it says God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. So don't blame God for your sin or the consequences. Now, I'm going to warn you ahead of time, some of you may be thrown off a little bit by what you're hearing this evening, but it's one of the nuttiest things that Christians do. What God didn't do, God didn't cause you to sin. Amen? Which brought on the consequences. So God didn't cause the consequences. God didn't cause others to do bad things to you, which made life worse for you. Now, how many times, I've been there, I've done this myself, I've done something really stupid, or I just sinned, and there's consequences. And I look up and say, why, God? Why are you doing this? That prayer is nonsense. It's even nonsense when we're driving down the road, Jenny and I, tonight, we could be driving down the road, and you could get a phone call tonight or tomorrow that we've been hit head-on by a drunk driver and we're both in heaven. Do not have a funeral and say, well, God has His reasons. You're lying against God when you say that. God didn't cause that guy to get drunk and get behind the wheel and slam into us head on and kill us. That, the Bible never says such a thing, and I hear Christians talking like that all the time. It's not Bible. Little reality check. When people sin and cause bad things to happen as a result, that is not God's work or plan. Look at that closely. When people sin and cause bad things to happen as a result, that is not God's work or plan. Another reality check. We don't do back-to-backs very often. We're going to do one tonight. When people make wrong choices with devastating consequences, that is not God's work or plan. I want to show you something. This is Romans 8:28. This verse contradicts all that nonsense. This verse says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Can you say amen to that? You believe that? That does not say, here's how most people read that. "And God causes all things to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." See what it says down at the bottom? Not Romans 8:28. And a lot of Christians have been taught that God causes everything that happens in your life. They're lying to you. Some of them are lying to you because they don't know any better. Other people are lying, they're just flat out lying to you because they know it's what you want to hear. What better thing to do than to sin or do something stupid and then blame God for it?